broadcasting from the Highway 40 studios in Tioga, North Dakota. You're listening to Talk of the Town with Jim Prater. Join the show live anytime, 701-664-KTGO. That's 664-5846. Or email the show, ktgo@flagfamily.com. And now, here's your host for Talk of the Town, Jim Prather.
And a very good morning. Great to have you listening in. We're looking at maybe some blowing snow, maybe reduced visibility, maybe some slick spots in the area. National Weather Service in Bismarck issuing that travel advisory, winter weather advisory, in effect until 6 o'clock this evening. Maybe up to 4 inches of snow total accumulation. Winds gusting up to 45 in Divide, Williams, McKenzie County. Counties is what they're saying here. Some of the blowing snow could significantly reduce visibility. Hazardous conditions could impact both morning and evening commutes. So they're saying slow down, use caution while traveling when necessary. And, of course, you can get the latest road conditions by calling 511. Targeted areas are Divide, McKenzie, and Williams counties for today. And, again, this is up till 6 o'clock this evening. And reporting, temperatures in the 30-degree range, 30 now in Ray, Stanley, also Wild Rose, Ross, White Earth, Powers Lake, Alamo, and Berthold. 33 degrees coming out of Kenmare, and reporting 26 degrees now in Grand Forks. Fargo coming in at 28. And a very good, happy morning to you, Spencer. We're an hour two already.
Yeah, no, it's starting to get just a little bit lighter and brighter, just one more day closer to summer. So can't expect much, but we're going to enjoy this. The small little things after what we've endured the last couple weeks with sub-zero temps. Got some snow on the horizon, but from what it is, temperature-wise, it shouldn't stick too much longer, or stick for too long, so...
Yeah, I don't want to jinx it, but, you know, after all, we were through the last couple of weeks, I guess, if that's it, we're ready.
Take it.
We'll take it. So, yeah, I'm with you. I was out there walking to the mailbox yesterday, and I noticed that there was a lot less snow on the ground. So, starting to see the lawn again. Kind of nice. Kind of a nice little scenario there. We're looking at Tuesday, February 23rd. It is the 54th day of the year. We've got 311 days remaining in 2021. And why don't we get into this morning's Daily Pledge? It's made possible by KTGO, the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Getting right into some news stories that we're following this morning. This segment being brought to us by TNT Tire and Auto out of Ray. Complete auto and tire repair center. Tim has it all. He offers 24/7 wrecker and semi-truck fleet services. He's got the brakes services, oil changes, suspension work. He does transmissions and alignments. He has computer diagnostics. He has even engine replacement and more. He also carries all the national brand tires, including Goodyear, TNT Tire, conveniently located just east of Ray, 423 Golf Course Road. It's right next to the Big Red Barbecue Bus. Well, yesterday, North Dakota's Republican-led House endorsed a measure that would prohibit state and local governments from mandating face coverings. Representatives approved the measure 50 to 44. Bill also prohibits making use of a face mask, shield, or covering, a condition for entry, for education, employment, or services. That bill now goes to the Senate. One of the folks that are supporting it, the bill sponsor, GOP Rep. Jeff Hoverson, argues there was no proof that masks work to slow the spread of the coronavirus. They question the government's role in mandating them. The state health officer, backed by Governor Burgum, imposed a mask mandate back in November after months of refraining from such an order. And the rest is history. Of course, Burgum dropped the statewide mask requirement, as well as limits on the number of people who gather in restaurants, bars, and even venues. Yesterday, the North Dakota Senate decided on a second time to allow the North Dakota legislature to meet annually instead of every other year, after lawmakers for decades have rebuffed attempts to hold regular sessions each year. Senators voted 28-19 to approve the bipartisan measure after agreeing to reconsider it. The bill now goes to the House, where its prospects are kind of uncertain. Lawmakers have argued that annual regular sessions would grow government and turn lawmaking into a full-time job. Brad Beckerdahl from Williston, the bill's primary sponsor, along with other backers, say that lawmakers need to meet more often due to bigger budgets and some pressing issues that may hit off or hit during an off year in the legislature. Bipartisan bill was narrowly approved Friday by a vote of 24-23. Republican Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, Senate President, cast the rare tie-breaking vote. And again, the legislature has defeated annual session measures more than two dozen times over the past 40 years. North Dakota is one of four states that the legislature still meets every other year. Others are Montana, Nevada, Texas. North Dakota's constitution says the legislature may meet for a maximum of 80 days every 2 years, not counting special sessions and meetings held to, say, like impeach a public official. Constitution doesn't require biennial sessions. According to the measure, the legislature would decide how the session would be split, but it would not exceed the number of days allowed in the Constitution. Republican majority leaders have said they don't support the idea. The big reason for opposing it, they said, is that lawmakers serve part-time, and the legislature isn't and shouldn't be their primary occupation. Meanwhile, North Dakota lawmakers weighing on a bill aimed at cutting down on epidemic stealing or theft of catalytic converter thefts. The catalytic converters have become a hot item for thieves because of the precious metals inside. Those devices have been long required to reduce pollutants from gas-powered vehicles containing palladium and rhodium and platinum. The precious metals can bring thousands of dollars per ounce, and thieves are finding it easy and very quickly able to cut the devices from a car's underside. Bill in the legislature would restrict the sale of purchases of catalytic converters. It would make it illegal for a core recycler, such as a recycler, a junk dealer, a valuable metal dealer, or even pawn shops, to purchase a catalytic converter. It's not attached to a vehicle, unless the recycler is a parts dealer or auto repair company. Some exceptions apply for the person if the seller has proper documentation of ownership. Violators would face an infraction punishable by a $1,000 fine for a first offense and more serious misdemeanor charges on subsequent offenses. The proponents of the bill say the only way to go after the problem is to impose a penalty on buyers. And the Senate passed the bill unanimously earlier this month, and it now goes to the House. Meanwhile, visitation to North Dakota's number one tourist attraction did fall last year, but that wasn't mainly because of the COVID pandemic. Theodore Roosevelt National Park saw about 558,000 visitors in 2020. That was the fewest since 2013. Visitation fell 20% from 2019. But some months last year spiked substantially over the previous years, including December, which saw a 173% jump. Visitation measured in an algorithm that counts people who stop in to visitor centers combined with an average of people in the vehicles. The emerging pandemic reduced oil pricing and gas activity likely brought more people to the park in February, March, and April. Visitation in February and March left about 253%, 106% respectively over the same months back in 2019. Spikes in the higher attendance attributed to all national park entrance fees in March being suspended to support local distancing and to ease people's access to the outdoors in the early months of the pandemic. Also have to thank low gas prices in North Dakota. They were down to about $1.63 per gallon last spring and averaged about $2.02 from February to August. Then take into account the park also had good weather and warm winter temperatures. And now they're saying that 2021 is shaping up to be a really good year. Planned Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library has a lot of people's interest peaked. And people are continuing to go on national park tours. looking for some activity right now. Visitation was up 226% from January 2020. So visitation to North Dakota's tourist attraction or attractions picking up speed. Good news there. It's 7:16. We'll take a quick time out. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town. This is KTGO. We're broadcasting live from the Highway 40 studio in Tioga, North Dakota. Thanks for listening in this morning. KTGO, the flag.
Broadcasting from the oil capital of North Dakota, this is AM 1090, KTGO, Tioga.
Vocals of Timothy B. Schmidt from the band The Eagles. And, of course, the Eagles entered the U.S. Top 40 chart with that song, I Can't Tell You Why. It's off a long-run album. It was on this date back in 1980. And it is 7:21. Great to have you listening in to Talk of the Town. You got Jim and Spence here, and we are following some news stories this morning on this 54th day of the year. It's February 23rd. And this look at our news is being brought to us by Horizon Resources. Lots of great convenience stores ready to serve you. Local community convenience stores in Ray, Wildrose, Williston, Fairview, Malta, Montana. You can always fuel up and save with Horizon Resources 24-hour pay-at-the-pump prices. Lots of solutions for your success. Horizon Resources. Well, it looks like yesterday afternoon, North Dakota lawmakers defeated a resolution that would have put North Dakota on the path to legal cannabis. The resolution didn't offer many specifics on what legalization would look like, but would have put cannabis as a legal substance in the state constitution of North Dakota. The resolution called for a ballot measure in November of 2022. In the coming days, the House will be voting on a different bill that legalizes recreational marijuana. Over the past week, HB 1420 has grown from 9 pages installing legalization to more than 40 pages. Meanwhile, people talking about Donald Trump's future, focusing mostly on whether or not he will be running for president in 2024. His opponents are asking another question that could jeopardize or even legally or financially bind Trump over the next few years. They say that whether he prevails in this specific case or not coming up here for the election, they're still going to try to put him in a position with absolute legion of legal problems. And any protections or concessions, they say that financial institutions might be willing to extend to the sitting president no longer exists, as he is out of office, they're saying. And his opposition is hoping to crush his potential future political career. So we'll have to see how things come out here with the different rulings of the Supreme Court. Meanwhile, if you're layering up on certain masks, say like if you're wearing maybe 2 or maybe 5 or even a whole box of masks at this time, CDC says that the mask guidelines, you know, endorsing double masking might not be such a good idea for certain masks. They've updated the guidelines. So they say when it comes to layering your masks, there are certain types of masks that shouldn't be doubled up. They haven't told us what those are. But meanwhile, of course, North Dakota working on some legislation that will actually maybe put an end to, you know, the mandating mask coverings, at least here in the state of North Dakota, making use of a face mask or shield or covering a condition for entry for education, employment, or services, something in the past. So we'll find out what happens here as far as the CDC is concerned. And also, Dr. Fauci refusing to say whether it's safe for vaccinated grandparents to visit their unvaccinated grandchildren. He was pressed to give some concrete advice, and he said there will be recommendations coming out. Doesn't want to make any recommendations now. He said he's going to sit down with his team and take a look at that. CDC defines someone as being fully vaccinated 2 weeks after they received their second shot in a two-dose series or 2 weeks after they receive one shot in a single-dose vaccine. Biden welcoming Canadian PM, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, to the White House today. That's virtually. Yeah, just virtually. Meeting with the usual pleasantries, but a little bit of attention over the Keystone XL pipeline that Biden nixed on day one in the office with the swipe of his pen. Trudeau is facing domestic pressures to impose trade and economic sanctions against Washington if that decision is not reversed. Senate Intel Committee holding its first open hearing today on the massive solar winds cyber hack on the heels of the White House announcement that it plans to hold those accountable within weeks. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said over the weekend that the White House has a series of steps they plan to take, as the full investigation will take many months. Lawmakers have an opportunity to question CEOs of SolarWinds, FireEye, CrowdStrike, and even the president of Microsoft for the public record. GOP Senators Scott and Romney releasing a minimum wage hike proposal for their own the Higher Wages for American Workers Act. Plan calls for raising the federal minimum wage to $10 by 2025, while requiring E-Verify for all employers, also ensuring rising wages go to legally authorized workers, and protect the job market for American workers by ending illegal black market labor. GOP senators note the Democrats' plan to boost the federal minimum wage to $15 would destroy 1.4 million jobs and lead to consumers paying higher prices on some products. Democrats still appear undeterred and ready to include their proposal as it stands. Congress set to begin their first in-depth inquiry into the security failures of the January 6th Capitol situation. All are asked to participate, even those who were fired, to explain what went wrong. What went wrong? Today's joint hearing between the Senate Homeland Security Committee and Senate Rules Committee could bring some fireworks, as everyone relives their past, are saying. Senators are expected to drill into the apparent lack of preparation before the attack, faulty intel, and the lack of readiness by the Capitol Police. On top of that, questions on the current security situation, requests for transparency regarding threats, and even talk of another National Guard extension. So that's also in the news as we speak here. And Spence will be checking in with our good friend Randy Peterson, play-by-play announcer for KTGO High School Sports. He had a great series of games yesterday over at the Four Bears Event Center. He's going back for day two today, and he'll wrap his broadcast up there of the Region 8 Girls North Dakota Class B tournament on Thursday. And we want to thank all the wonderful sponsors who are participating with us. Would not be able to do it without the help of so many different folks, including the Tioga and Stanley Ace Hardwares and Williston Auto, along with the Tioga Medical Center, Native Energy Solutions, Bank of Tioga, Red Rock Auto, Sheldon Welding and Construction, along with Walla Trucking and Oilfield Services, and a number of wonderful, wonderful local sports boosters that provide the opportunity to help promote and, you know, keep alive local high school sports. Truly enjoy the opportunity to present broadcasts for approximately 7 months here on this radio station. We cover football, girls basketball, and volleyball, and also boys basketball. And hopefully we'll be increasing the number of sports that we're able to sponsor coming up here. It's almost 7:30, time for Fox Business News. We'll check in with Randy in just a few short moments. This is KTGO's Talk of the Town, Tuesday morning edition on this February 23rd. Great to have you listening in this morning. Happy morning to you.
I'm Liz Claman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Macy's reported better than expected earnings in the fourth quarter, and shares rose in pre-market trading. On an adjusted basis, Macy's earned 80 cents a share, well above the 11 cents analysts were expecting in a survey by FactSet. Still, the quarter was weaker than a year earlier. CEO Jeff Gennette says beauty products, jewelry, and watches were big winners for Macy's. He also says the chain attracted new customers and increased sales online. Shares of GameStop are at it again, soaring thanks to the investor known as Roaring Kitty on Twitter and YouTube. Keith Gill doubled his stake in the video game retailer. Remember, the stock soared to almost $500 last month after a group of Reddit users got together and went on a buying spree. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Roger Stern, invested in you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Welcome back. Join the show anytime, 701-664-5846, or email us, ktgo@flagfamily.com. You're locked into AM 1090 and 92.7 FM. This is the Talk of the Town with Jim Prather.
Welcome back, 735. Great to have you listening in to Talk of the Town. And Randy Peterson, you had a great selection of games to broadcast yesterday, and maybe a few little surprises, maybe not, but love to get the update from you. Here you've got more, of course, coming up today and also on Thursday. What's your take on the girls' North Dakota Class B Region 8 so far?
Well, we're still standing, Jim. We had 4 games yesterday. we had a great time yesterday over at the Newtown Four Bears Event Center, where we had the Region 8 girls basketball tournament kickoff over there yesterday. And no surprises, one close game. The other games were kind of out of reach for a lot of the teams. But we had one close game, but in our first game yesterday was the undefeated Kenmare Honkers keeping their streak alive with going 22-0 when they took down the Newtown Eagles by a score of 61-22. Yesterday in our first action yesterday. And then in the second game was the partial Braves taking out the Tioga Lady Pirates by a score of 56-32. And then at 6 o'clock last night, it was the Trenton Tigers, the Region 8 defending champions for the last 2 years. They defeated the Stanley Blue Jays by a score of 67-59 in a very close game. Stanley Blue Jays gave the Tigers all they wanted in that game yesterday. And, only the fall 67-59. And then it was our final game of the night, the Divide County Maroons defeating the Williston Trinity Christian Alexander Crusader Comets by a score of 57-29. So the field of 64 across the state of North Dakota in Class B basketball yesterday started out with 64, and last night they cut it in half to 32. So, you know, there's still 4 teams standing at the Region 8 tournament. And so we're going to be going on the air and traveling back down to Newtown today. And it'll be the Kenmare Honkers trying to keep their streak alive. And they're going to be pitted against the Partial Braves in our first semifinal game tonight from Newtown. We'll go on the air at 5:30 with our Tioga Stanley Ace Hardwood pregame show. And our second semifinal game, it'll be the Trenton Tigers taking on the Divide County Maroons around the 7:30 mark. And so we've got a lot of good basketball in store for you tonight. It should be a very interesting night. Hopefully the event center will be filled up with fans and make it kind of loud and enjoy the game of basketball for the girls playing. And I know that the towns of Kenmare and Partial and Trenton, Divide County, they'll all come out and support their team as they fighting to get into that championship game on Thursday night down there at Newtown.
No doubt. And, you know, Randy, I really enjoyed the broadcast yesterday. I was listening both the AM 1090. I turned on FM 92 at one point, and I even turned on the streaming app mobily for a little while. So I was kind of tuning into all the games in different situations in different places. But it's always great to have all those different options. And also really enjoyed the first couple of games with Brody Odegaard doing a little color commentary. I don't think you've worked with Brody before, have you?
I've never worked with him, but he just stepped up and said he would help me out. And, boy, he provides a lot of insight.
He really did.
Knowledge of the game. Has got a good knowledge of the game. And, as a former coach, kind of sees things that a play-by-play announcer doesn't see sometimes. And injects a lot of good comments. So I appreciated Brody Odegaard being on the headset last night. So I got to give him a huge shout out. Appreciated him coming up and helping me out yesterday. This afternoon or this evening, we're going to try to have another coach come on the headset with us. I have Keith Hetzel, the Stanley girls basketball coach, agreed to come on the headset tonight. So tonight it'll be Heath and I providing the two games from the Four Bears Event Center in Newtown, and we're looking forward to that. So,
yeah, it's always fun to get your insight, but then getting the point of view from a coach is always kind of cool, too. They always have that added flavor to it. So, yeah, looking forward to that coverage there, Randy. Got a lot of folks that are supporting the good cause, and much more basketball on the way. You know, we've been focusing on this Region 8 and want to get through this, obviously. And have a number of wonderful sponsors supporting this, including fine folks of Tioga Ace and Stanley Ace Hardware. And Williston Auto is sponsoring the sports desk over the entire tournament. And, you know, you do have coverage coming up here with the boys North Dakota Class B District 16 and even Region 8 tournaments coming up. So a lot of great basketball yet to come. And we look forward to seeing how this all wraps up at the Newtown Four Bears Event Center coming up on Thursday. But like you say, you've got a ton of things going on here next couple of days. And we look forward to listening in tonight. And you said the broadcast will start around 4 or earlier than that today. What time are we looking at?
No, the broadcast starts today at 5:30 with our pregame show.
Okay.
And then the first game will go on the air at about the 6 o'clock mark with our tip-off.
Perfect.
And there's just only two games today, so
a little bit of a break for you.
Yesterday.
Yeah,
we had
wonderful.
We had 4 games yesterday, and then 2 games today, and then on Thursday it'll be the single championship game only. They're not going to play a third and fourth place game, obviously, because of the COVID and trying to just prevent a lot of exposures. I understand, but that's what the High School Activities Association has decided to do, is to do away with that third and fourth place game. So there'll be just one game on Thursday, and that'll be at 7 o'clock. We'll go on the air at 6:30 on Thursday. But before that happens, we've got to have a couple games tonight, starting around 5:30 with our pregame show sponsored by Tioga and Ace Stanley Hardware Stores.
Absolutely. So far, so good. You're crushing it. You're having a good time. And we look forward to tuning in and getting into that. And so much more. Again, coming up here with boys basketball, and I want to thank all the fine sponsors for making this possible, and we appreciate you spending a little time with us this morning, Randy. We'll let you rest up on your voice and let you get back in the saddle a little bit later on this evening as you present some more great basketball here on KTGO Sports. Anything to say before we wrap this segment this morning?
No, this is just this week. This is what we live for play-by-play people. And, I've talked to some of my colleagues down in Newtown. This is what they always look forward to, is the district and the region tournaments. It's a fun time in high school sports. And just so thankful that KTGO Sports has reached out, decided to get back into covering sports broadcasts. And with the help of a lot of great sponsors that helped put this coverage on the air, we just can't do it without them. And so we certainly ask you to support our sponsors by going out and thanking them and probably doing a little business with them as well. So just want to
thank people can still support us if they'd like to get involved in the great cause. We can get you set up a lot quicker than you probably think, and it's just one quick phone call away. We can get you all the details, and you'll be surprised by the easy in, easy out process of getting in with high school sports. And my number is 630-800-6233. And, Randy, have a pleasant rest of your day. We'll catch you on the radio this evening as we continue on from the Newtown Four Bears Event Center. Have a great day, Randy. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Jim.
Yep. 743, and looking at some temps around the area. Tioga, of course, reporting a temperature in the 30-degree range at this time, along with Ray and Stanley and Wild Rose, Epping. Also, White Earth and McGregor, along with Granora, Alamo, and even Temple and Mohall reporting that 30-degree temp. Springbrook coming in at 33, Wheelock at 29, Newtown coming in at 32, Battleview Lignite coming in at 31, 33 now in Bowbells, also Flaxton, 31 degrees in Zoll and Hanks. And Kenmare is coming in at 32, so is Palermo and Newtown this morning, reporting 26 degrees in Grand Forks. And on the other side of the state, looks like Fargo still reporting 28 degrees. And Spence, quick little story here. Gender reveal parties, kind of the popular rage these days. In Liberty, New York, a 28-year-old father never got to meet his child. The expectant father was killed when a device he was building for a gender reveal party exploded. He was killed by a blast, and his 27-year-old brother was injured. And that death is just the latest of a string of tragedies that are blamed on faulty gender reveal devices that have been coming out recently in recent years. Michigan man was killed earlier this month when he was struck by shrapnel from a gender reveal cannon being used at a baby shower. And there was another gender reveal device sparking a wildfire that burned thousands of acres and it killed a firefighter in Southern California last year. So makes people just kind of start wondering if maybe we could just hold up pink and blue balloons and take a picture, you know, instead of having to go through the gender reveal cannons or, you know, whatever that might be. But
yeah, I'm old school. I think, I don't know, with today's technology and everything being instant, I don't know if this is possible, but I don't want to know until it comes out.
That's kind of a novel thing, though. I mean, that's kind of a thing of the past, isn't it? It's not politically correct anymore. You got to know what's going on.
Yeah, you got to know what color paint the nursery and all of it. I just, you know, get a couple things of each gender, and I'm not, you know, it's the joy of the surprise.
I happen to agree with you.
But I would like to know in advance if there's more than one. That I do need to know.
There you go. You know. That is, that's
cool.
You don't
want to be surprised on that one.
Nope, no doubt about that. And surprisingly, well, maybe not surprisingly, 5% of people play games on their phone while they're driving. So don't text and drive, and probably not a good idea to play games either while you're driving. Meanwhile, it's 7:46. We'll take a quick timeout, get into our Dakota Farm and Ranch Report. Birthday's coming up here. If you want to get involved, 701-664-KTGO. That's 701-664-5846. Or you can still email us at ktgo@flagfamily.com. If you're celebrating, let us know. Whether it's you, friend, family member, coworker, whomever. It's always great to celebrate a birthday. It's coming up next here on KTGO's Talk of the Town. Happy Tuesday morning to you, February 23rd.
With the uncertainty of what's happened in the milk production in 2020, we look at what's ahead here in the dairy market. That's coming up next. I'm Scott Bachmeyer, and this is the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report. The Dakota Farm and Ranch Report is your news source for all things farming and ranching. I travel throughout the Dakota Territory to bring you the most updated stories pertaining to our area. As a full-time cattle producer, I share in the passion that all egg producers have to raise quality products that feed the world. And I would like to invite you to be a sponsor of the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report and share in this passion. Call 701-255-1234. That's 701-255-1234 for more information to be part of our our team. With the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report, Scott Bachmeyer here. Dairy markets appear to have stabilized after the uncertainty of 2020. Brian Doherty, Senior Market Advisor at Total Farm Marketing, says despite the more stability, there are still some warning signs ahead in the dairy market.
Oh, I think there's some warning signs, and it's production. We're just been at this for a long time, and if you really stop and look at the production capability that our producers today have versus even a decade ago or particular 20 or 30 years ago, it's been a revolution. When you get high prices, you get some natural expansion. When you have good foodstuffs, and for the most part, we've had good crops in the dairy producing regions, so there's feed availability. I think that's our sort of our biggest wet rag is just we're good at what we do.
He says one hedge against future uncertainty is potential demand.
Don't underestimate the demand markets worldwide, especially as we come out of COVID. But still, it looks like the market has a couple of times now been way at the forefront of that. And then we kind of get the rug pulled out from under us. And yet those rallies, I think, have kept the production cycle active and alive. And the last several production reports have indicated that.
There will likely be some future government support coming for the dairy market as well.
It will. And I've always said over the years, don't try and spend too much time trying to outguess what politicians are going to try and outguess. But there's going to be some support out of this. There will be what the numbers actually turn out in the timetable for when we see this support. But there will be support. But we've got to recognize that when these things do cycle back into the market, I think now twice the market has kind of got a taste of it and realized bears are ready to go when this comes in because they know this is short-lived, whether it's a two-month window or six, it still has a short-lived shelf life.
Once again, Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing. With the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Scott Bachmeyer.
And that is Simple Minds with Don't You Forget About Me. That song entered the U.S. Top 40 chart on this date back in 1985. Of course, off the soundtrack of The Breakfast Club. And it is 7:52. Thank you very much for listening in this morning to Talk of the Town. Great to have you listening in on this Tuesday, February 23rd. Again, we got the winter weather advisory from the National Weather Service out of Bismarck. Giving us the advisory through 6 o'clock this evening. Maybe 1 to 4 inches of new snow, 45-mile-an-hour winds in Divide, Williams, McKenzie counties, potential slippery road conditions, areas of blowing snow, maybe significantly reducing visibility. It could create some hazardous conditions, could impact morning and evening commutes. Notice a little light rain that has fallen in the past couple of hours here, and now just a very, very light snowfall coming down, and they're saying slow down, use caution when traveling today. Latest road conditions, of course, available by calling 511. Targeted areas include Divide, McKenzie, and Williams County this morning. Let's look at our weather brought to us by North Country Mercantile and Equipment of Kenmare. They are your agricultural shortline equipment dealer. They provide farm equipment, lawn, garden equipment, parts, tack, farm supplies, fencing materials, even animal health and animal feed. You want to get some more details, you can visit northcountrymerc.com. Also provided this morning by High Octane Bullseye Cafe in Kenmare. They're located on Highway 52, and they hit the spot. They've got the drive-up, walk-up service, plenty of coffees, lattes, fraps and caps, miscellaneous drinks and sodas. They've got the baked goodies, the soft and hard ice cream, home-cooked fast meals. Yep, they've got breakfast. They've got the combos, the sandwiches, the hoagies, the hamburger, deluxes and specialties. Also have the wraps, pizzas, appetizers, baskets, and more. So, yeah, they really deliver there at the High Octane Bullseye Cafe in Kenmare. Meanwhile, Spence, birthdays this morning in the Tioga area. Got to salute these fine folks, and hopefully they'll have a wonderful day. We're talking Teresa Myers and Dennis Hendricks from the Tioga area celebrating their birthday today. And they're in good company, too. Singer Steve Holly, the country singer, is 49 years of age today. And also, Motel 6 spokesperson Tom Bodette is turning the big 6'6 today. And former Dallas Cowboys football player Ed Too Tall Jones is coming in at 70. probably see it in classic TV all the time. Patricia Richardson played the housewife on Home Improvement to Tim Allen. She's 70 years old today. And singer Howard Jones, the guy that did that song Things Can Only Get Better, turns the big 6'6 today. So there you go, some birthdays on this Tuesday, the final Tuesday of February. And it was on this date that the Tootsie Roll was introduced, on this date back in 1896. Tootsie was the name of the six-year-old daughter of Austrian immigrant Leo Hirschfeld, who actually invented the chewy candy. And 17 million of the chewy treats are rolled out every day. So that's been a pretty big hit, the old Tootsie Rolls. Also on this date back in 1905, the Rotary Club was founded. And the famous photo of the Marines raising the flag at Iwo Jima was also taken back on this date in 1945. Making room for Rush's Morning Minute. We'll be right back with the close of this edition of Talk of the Town here on KTGO's The Flag.
Folks, we've been through so much together. Bush 41, two terms of Bill Clinton, the intern, Bill's sidekick, the smartest woman in America, Madam Rodham Clinton. Bush 43, 9/11. We've had two terms of Barack Hussein O and Michelle Maybell O. We've had Michael J. We've had Sandra F. We've had same-sex marriage, adidectomies, choppadichotomies, 30 years of demonstrating absurdity, 30 years of making the complex understandable, 30 years of advancing conservatism and truth. And yeah, over 30 years, a lot's happened, a lot's changed, but some things remain the same. America is the greatest nation on earth. The American people, those who make the country work, are the most generous, the most compassionate, the hardest working people on earth. And when unleashed from big government, our freedom lights up the world. And you, my audience, you're the greatest of the great. For 30 years, everything I've achieved, I could not have achieved without you. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart, as well as the highly overrated staff. You all mean everything to me.
Steve of Fort Myers, Florida, had Verizon for years and was satisfied. Kept hearing Rush Limbaugh advertising Pure Talk, so he tried it. Says the savings are great. Customer service is equally great. Cell service is as good as Verizon. If you're with AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, your family could save over $800 a year just by switching to Pure Talk. You get the same great coverage. You can even keep your phone and your number, but you'll save a fortune. Right now, get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. And if you go over on data, they don't charge you for it. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Pure Talk, and you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250, say Pure Talk. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from Pure Talk. That's #250, say Pure Talk. Talk.
Thank you for listening in this morning. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning between 6 and 8. Meanwhile, coming up between 8 and 9, Morning Lowdown with Dennis Lindahl. And then it's What's on Your Mind with Scott Hennon. He's got a number of guests, including Mike Nassy, the partner environmental and in legislative practice group of Jackson Walker. Joining that show this morning to talk about the Texas energy disaster of last week, its history, lessons learned, and solutions. And then you've got Wes Einbrecht, also communications and PR director of Capital Electric, discussing last week's rolling blackouts in the Bismarck area. Then you got Eric Spencer, president, CEO of Greater North Dakota Chamber of Commerce, talking about some hot 2021 legislative topics and much more. Then we'll have the Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, and, of course, KTGO High School Sports coming up a little later on this evening from the Events Center in Newtown at the Four Bears Events Center as we continue on with Class B Region 8 girls basketball action. It was on this date back in 1957 that this song by Patsy Cline entered the U.S. Top 40. It was Walking After Midnight. This is AM 1090, FM 92.7, KTGO, Tioga. Have a great day.